Passage 17. Living things react.
Now, listen to the passage.
You and all organisms live in an environment. An environment is made up of everything that surrounds an organism. It can include the air, the water, the soil, and even other organisms. An organism responds to changes in its environment. When an organism responds to a change, it reacts in certain ways. All living things respond in some way. Have you ever noticed how plants and insects respond to light? Plants bend toward light, insects fly toward light. Living things also respond in other ways. The leaves on some trees respond to a change in season. In autumn, they change colors and then fall off the branches. Animals also respond to a change in season. Squirrels save nuts for the winter. Bears sleep through the winter in a cave. You respond to your environment in many ways, too. You may shiver if you are cold. What other ways do you respond to changes in your environment?
The second and third readings. You should begin writing now.
You and all organisms live in an environment. You and all organisms live in an environment. An environment is made up of everything that surrounds an organism. An environment is made up of everything that surrounds an organism. It can include the air, the water, the soil, and even other organisms. It can include the air, the water, the soil, and even other organisms. An organism responds to changes in its environment. An organism responds to changes in its environment. When an organism responds to a change, it reacts in certain ways. When an organism responds to a change, it reacts in certain ways. All living things respond in some way. All living things respond in some way. Have you ever noticed how plants and insects respond to light? Plants bend toward light. Have you ever noticed how plants and insects respond to light? Plants bend toward light. Insects fly toward light. Insects fly toward light. Living things also respond in other ways. Living things also respond in other ways. The leaves on some trees respond to a change in season. The leaves on some trees respond to a change in season. In autumn, they change colors and then fall off the branches. In autumn, they change colors and then fall off the branches. Animals also respond to a change in season. Animals also respond to a change in season. Squirrels save nuts for the winter. Bears sleep through the winter in a cave. Squirrels save nuts for the winter. Bears sleep through the winter in a cave. You respond to your environment in many ways, too. You respond to your environment in many ways, too. You may shiver if you are cold. You may shiver if you are cold. What other ways do you respond to changes in your environment? What other ways do you respond to changes in your environment?
The last reading.
You and all organisms live in an environment. An environment is made up of everything that surrounds an organism. It can include the air, the water, the soil, and even other organisms. An organism responds to changes in its environment. When an organism responds to a change, it reacts in certain ways. All living things respond in some way. Have you ever noticed how plants and insects respond to light? Plants bend toward light, insects fly toward light. Living things also respond in other ways. The leaves on some trees respond to a change in season. In autumn, they change colors and then fall off the branches. Animals also respond to a change in season. Squirrels save nuts for the winter. Bears sleep through the winter in a cave. You respond to your environment in many ways, too. You may shiver if you are cold. What other ways do you respond to changes in your environment?